This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Republicans in Congress are supporting the so-called reconciliation bill pushed by the White House. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Republican Representative Jeff Crank says President Trump did a good job trying to unify Republicans during a Capitol Hill meeting Tuesday. But Crank adds it's a tough challenge.
We don't have a ton of margin, for sure. It's a tough balancing act, but I think having the president's has to be engaged to get it done, right? And he's definitely engaged.
All four of Colorado's Republicans have signaled support for the bill, but there are some in the party who still have concerns. Republican Lauren Boebert says Trump's message to the caucus was clear. Don't further touch Medicaid and vote for the bill that contains much of his legislative agenda. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado is facing a second lawsuit over its transgender rights law, this time from four conservative groups. CPR's Jenny Brundin.
The law places additional protections for transgender people into Colorado's anti-discrimination law, such as making sure students are called by their chosen names in school. The federal lawsuit argues that violates the First Amendment because it forces people to say things they don't agree with, effectively punishing them if they refer to a transgender person by their birth name. All four organizations believe that sex is immutable and fixed at birth. Earlier this month, the Colorado Springs area school district sued the state over laws allowing transgender students to play on sports teams that match their gender identity. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Two people are on trial in federal court over what prosecutors say was a stunt to help elect current Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade. Ashley Blackcloud and Derek Bernard are charged with making threats against the then candidate by writing a racial slur on one of his campaign signs and setting a cross on fire in front of it. The mayor, an immigrant from Nigeria, testified Monday as a victim of the stunt, but one of the accused says the mayor participated in the plan. It's 6 minutes after six. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.